Let's welcome in Lorianne Munzer to the program, and we will elevate your game, brought to you by Ram Elevators and Lifts. Unlock the potential of your place with a home elevator or lift. Learn more at trustram.com. Good morning, Lorianne. How was your weekend?
Good morning, Kevin. It was awesome. Yeah. I was spending last week in Canmore, so riding my bike, getting ready to get the skis out and wax. We had all kinds of weather, and it was just beautiful.
Please tell me you didn't ride your bike yesterday in that wind.
I was up really early yesterday morning, so I headed down Ellerslie Road, and it's one of my favorite roads, not too busy, and headed to the end of the road, turned around and realized just what direction the wind was heading in. So I had a little bit of a, as you would call it, a grind coming back, but it was actually fun. It was just a beautiful morning.
Have you ever, like, just think if you had like one of those parasails on your back and you were, I don't know, somewhere near the river valley and decided to take off, you might go for a while.
Well, you know what? It's a really good thing my feet are strapped and clipped into my bicycles, because then I know for sure my bicycle would come with me if I got lifted up and did go parasailing. I mean, that would be just crazy. You'd have to come pick me up in Lloydminster, I think. Either that or Hinton, all depending on which way the wind was blowing.
Maybe Hinton. Yeah, I don't know which way it was going yesterday, but I golfed yesterday, Lorianne, and on one hole it was right with the wind. And the drive went quite well. And then the next hole, it was at the Ranch Golf and Country Club. And the next hole was into the wind, and it went about half the distance. So, that's just normal for me. So, Lorianne, how excited are you for game number one tonight between the Kings and the Oilers at Rogers Place?
I can't wait. Yeah. I am so excited to see what is going to come down the pipe, literally. Mm-hmm. Excited to see what the boys put together, how well they play, and how well I'm thinking of the word we, because when you work collectively together, just the outcome and the results that you can have when you work together as a team, and that's the we part, is the sky's literally the limit. However, I will say it's one game at a time.
Yeah. We were texting yesterday, and, you know, we always ask or talk or whatever. You say this, I say that, about what we're going to, you know, touch on the next day. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the grind that is a 2-month playoff scenario. And for these guys, you know, at the end of it, you see at the end of a playoff Stanley Cup final, there's nothing left. These guys are totally done. But what are your thoughts on right now at the very start? Everyone's excited, optimistic. It's like a, you know, the refresh, it's a brand new season. So just your thoughts as a mindset coach going into the playoffs here.
Well, I think there's a couple things to look at. One, it can be long, which is you're talking about the 2 months. And looking at it right in the here and now today is to break it into smaller chunks. So really, it would be just about focusing on what is the task at hand today. Like, the one thing I was noticing, all the games are 8 o'clock starts, 8:30 starts.
Yeah.
So this is not the time to try something new. This is something I tell all of the athletes that I work with, is you stick to the rituals, you stick to the routine that you know works, right? So I don't know, maybe this is a bonding time for the team. You know, are they eating breakfast, lunch, dinner? What is their routine? There's going to be certain things that they're going to be doing, you know, video replays. But really, is the only thing you can control is the small segments of today. So how are you starting your day? That for me is always the most important thing that I stress with the athletes that I work with. Then as you come together as a team, what are the team dynamics? And then how can you bring the leadership up to a new level of how can you support the other players? How can you share maybe different things that have worked for you? And just really that communication is really key. But it's just like right here and now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't even look at the social media. What can you do right here, right now, to get your head in the game and to keep it in the game just today?
Lorianne Munzer with us on Sports 1440. So you mentioned the late starts. And I mean, the Oilers have done this, you know, all season long, where they've, you know, puck drop at 8:07 or 8:20 or whatever the case may be. Again, 8:24 tonight and Wednesday, probably closer to 8:45 our time. So 7:45, 7:50 LA time on games 3 and 4. How do you pull back the reins and not, because a lot of players say they love playing the afternoon games because you don't think about it all day. You strap it on, you go, there's no morning skate, you're ready to go, and you don't have to worry about that thought process all day long, the waiting and waiting. How does an athlete pull back the reins to be ready to jump out of the starter's blocks when you have a late game time?
That's a perfect example. And that was something that I was challenged with when I was at the Olympics in Athens, is you have to set up a schedule that works for you of where are you not expending too much energy. And that's where I think when you talked about it before is the, what did you call it? The mind grind or the mental grind is the problem is when you start thinking and analyzing and overanalyzing what's coming up, you are blowing so much of your energy. You are wasting it, but it is so real. And usually what happens is that the underlying thing is fear, right? Oh, what if we don't do this? What if we don't do that? Are we going to lose the game? Do we want to win the game? So you need to be in control and in charge of what is it that we're actually doing. So I was always finding it helpful. And again, when I'm working with my athletes, is script it out. How do you want to spend the day? Where do you want to be spending the day? Are you booking in naps? Do they have maybe a midday skate or, you know, a late morning skate? Where are they spending the time? And I can tell you, you know, Coach Chris, he's got a schedule right now, but he's also working with the individual athletes because some athletes work better in the morning, some work better in the afternoon, some work better in the evening. So one of the focuses I see is, okay, the game, you can't change it, 8 o'clock, 8:30. So what are we going to be doing as a team? And then what do you need to do? Mm-hmm. Part of the training, Kevin, is distraction therapy. I don't know, maybe go shopping. Well, maybe not go shopping in Edmonton, but, you know.
Come to the mall. We'll take you on a tour.
Exactly. What is something that you can do that is literally going to occupy your mind, but not take you on the extreme of like, oh my gosh, I have to focus this, where you expend too much energy, but also where it's fun. You know, it could be, okay, hey, we're doing some movies, we're watching some documentaries, or I know some of the athletes when I was racing, they actually brought out their study material and they just went into their schoolwork, what they were working towards. And for everybody, it's going to be a little bit different. And that's where you take what you have done in the past that works and you do it. You just follow it through. So it's not trying new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Lorianne Munzer with us on Sports 1440. I think you would agree that the goaltender on any team has to have the strongest mindset, the strongest short-term memory. That's just the way the position is. So moving forward with Stuart Skinner, last year in the playoffs, he played 12 games in the playoffs, had a record of 5-6. His goals against average was 3.68, too high. Save percentage, .883, too low. We all know that. He started this season poorly, but has been phenomenal. He's been one of the best goaltenders that we've seen in the NHL this year. How much does he look at last year and moving forward to this year in the playoffs and say, I need to change this, do this, think differently? What's his mindset going into the playoffs?
I would agree. Goaltending is probably one of the highest mindset because you've got to keep it. But then again, like you said, short-term memory, right? If you get scored on, you got to reset the mind the quickest. So that part is there. I don't think Skinner is going to be thinking about now at this time what happened last year. He would have already have worked through it earlier in the season when things weren't going right and going, what do I need to do to right the ship, right? To right the results. And he has to be thinking about all the ways that he can be successful, to be able to stop the shots, to anticipate what's coming. And literally, if a goal goes in, Kevin, he's got to clear, you know, the mechanism and just literally go reset. Okay, puck gets dropped again. We got to go into it with what can I be doing versus thinking about, oh, this happened. Because if you keep thinking about what has gone on, guess what? You're going to bring it back again. And that's not the results that he wants. He knows what works He knows what doesn't work. And if that happens, okay, clear the mechanism, write it. I don't know if it's an affirmation. I don't know if it's a mantra or a saying, or if it's a look, maybe a connection with, you know, somebody on the coaching staff, because sometimes there is something that you will pick up that you just go, okay, it's that anchor that I need to do my reset to go, okay, yep, new play, new game, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Lorianne Munzer with us on Sports 1440. Now, what about the coach? And actually, we could say both coaches, because neither coach has coached in the playoffs before at the NHL level. What's going through their heads as they move into tonight's first time that they've ever been a part of the Stanley Cup playoffs and their first game in this kind of atmosphere?
I think the label that we're putting on right now, playoffs, is one that can either blow your mind or work for you. And if I was a coach, it's another game. Mm-hmm. So preparing for tonight's game should be no different than any other game leading up to it. But for some athletes, it is. And I would really focus on what are all the things that work? What are the things at this day that need to be focused on? Because Kevin, at this level, everybody is physically pretty much the same. There may be 1%, 2% different, but it's the mental aspect that is going to determine who moves on to the next round. Mm-hmm. And mentally is where everything's going to have to come together. So I would be looking at, from a coaching perspective, what do you need to do to be mentally, oh my gosh, kryptonite strong. Forget about just strong. It's got to be kryptonite strong. And if a goal happens that was not good, it was crappy, whatever, is you have to go and you have to do that reset really quick. So how great can each of the players become tonight to do the reset, to be in the moment and be totally focused on their shift?
Lorianne Munzer, one more with you regarding Corey Perry. A veteran guy, veteran player. 196 career playoff games. That's 22nd all time. So you're almost playing, well over two seasons more in the NHL. How much will a veteran like that help a younger guy like a Dylan Holloway, who is going to be seeing the bullets really flying for the first time?
I think Corey Perry is probably a great anchor because he's had so many games. He's got so much experience that the younger players should be tapping into, you know, like Dylan, right? Is just, what do you do to calm your mind down? What's worked for him? Because sometimes just hearing a strategy of something that works for somebody who's 196 playoff games, holy cow, that's a lot. So what does Corey do to elevate his game so that he's always on that energy of riding, of going, hey, this is possible. This is what we do. The other thing is, if you're in a situation, the game that we always used to play was the counter attack game and then the counter attack game. So if there is maybe a shot that happens that doesn't go well, how are you going to counter it? Can you visualize it? Can you see it? Because literally, Kevin, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand, you're going to be able to see the result show up right on the ice. And Corey is, oh my gosh, he's seen so many things. He could write a playbook on all the possible things. And then I'm sure the new guys are going to be able to write other things that maybe he hasn't been experienced or maybe a different perspective and a different twist. And I think the two can really complement each other, but it takes communicating it. It takes talking it out and going, okay, what would you do in this scenario? And then how would you counter it and then double counter it again?
Lorianne, always appreciate your insight. Are you going to have a little nap today before the big game tonight?
I think I will. I mean, this is getting past my bedtime. I'm going to have to stay up late. Of course, I'm going to be like glued to the TV to see what's going on.
This is a week that, we're going to have, when you look at it, Monday, Wednesday, and then Friday. When you have a puck drop on Friday at, let's call it 8:50 our time, you should be in the bars that night, Lorianne. I mean, that could be a new thing for you to check it out. Some watch party, maybe?
Well, I remember a few years ago when Oilers were on a winning streak, I did go out and it was oh my God, the energy was amazing. And I think just being in the moments here, carrying that energy is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be so amazing for the city.
No kidding. Good stuff. Thanks, Lorianne. We'll chat with you next Monday, and you'll be on with Greg's on this Friday. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care.